We must question everything, including our leaders and especially ourselves, and see where that leads you.
You'd better think. Come on, think.
From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. I missed you guys last week. They tried to work me to death over at the CNN headquarters
over
in New York.
At the CNN.
I was up at 4 in the morning on that set.
Aww.
And then until midnight, every
Oh, and now here's from New York up in Harlem. Here's Wine and Dine.
Wine Lemon.
Wine Lemon. Oh, whiny, wine.
Well, I'm back now. Oh, I love y'all too. You know what that means. All right, listen. If you don't know who Judge Verda Colvin of Bibb County, Georgia is, you should, because she does not play. Judge Colvin is part of an intervention program. It's called Consider the Consequences. It's for at-risk teens, really young people, preteens and teens. Her speech to those troubled teenagers went viral after it was posted online last week. She started with a stark example of the worst possible outcome for them if they continue their destructive behavior. Listen.
You can have the ultimate experience. You can be in this body bag. And the only way somebody will know you're in here is by this tag that'll have your name on it. What do you want to do? That's the question you have to ask yourself. What do you want to do? Because listen to me. The way you're going, you will go to jail. Or you will end up in this body bag.
Scared straight, huh?
Scared straight.
I only saw this yesterday, but she is powerful.
You got to listen to the whole thing. It's like 8 or 9 minutes with the kids listening intently, some of them crying. At one point, she had to pass out Kleenexes, right? Tissues. Judge Colvin turns her focus to the young women in the courtroom.
Young ladies, whether anyone has ever told you before, you're special, you're uniquely made. Stop acting like you're trash and putting pictures of yourself on the internet. Stop being disrespectful to your parents. Care about your future. Be somebody. Anybody can be nothing. It doesn't take anything to be nothing. Be something. Do you understand what I'm saying? Care about yourselves. The fact that you're shedding tears means you want to be better and you want to do better. Do it. The only person stopping you is you.
Can I please get an amen for
amen.
Judge Colvin?
Amen.
It's in this 9-minute video, Judge Colvin gives an amazing tough love speech to students who range in age from 9 to 17 years old. She wants them to be aware of the harshness of prison and that their lives don't have to be the way that they are. It doesn't have to be that way. She then turns her attention to the young men.
Don't you come up in here. I'm sick of seeing young men who look like you all, and more prevalent young men who look like you, white and black all together, coming in this court system, going to jail for something stupid. Get yourselves together. Stop this. Why would you want to be another statistic? Do you want to be another African-American male in a jail cell? Do any of you all want, is that what you want for your lives? Come on.
The judge spared few details when discussing the realities of prison rape from both women and men. She told him the truth about it. We all have heard the statistics about black children, especially black boys, how often they end up in prison. We've all heard the dire statistics about the number of black children who were born out of wedlock. Colvin told the children, none of that matters. None of that matters. And they don't have to end up being a statistic.
And don't use your family situation as an excuse. You hear me? Don't use that as an excuse. I don't know what's going on in your lives. I don't know where you live, but don't use it as an excuse. Anything either of you all are going through, somebody else went through it who's successful now.
She said she didn't use the excuse that her parents barely did the very minimum, and she ended up going to college. She also said that she's a single mother. And she has a son, and she told her son, don't use that as an excuse that your father is not around. Whatever you need, you can get it. As they often do, though, the critics who are looking for excuses will analyze a judge's words and call her the purveyor of the so-called respectability politics, whatever that means, besides that sheer nonsense. Her words are real, and they are needed. And we need more like her to tell the truth and shame the devil. Yeah. Go Judge Colvin.
Yeah.
For president.
Right?
Yeah, that's powerful. Now, there you go.
That's
word.
Who we
we've
need.
Got, yeah. We've got the entire 9 minutes up on Black America Web. The entire 9 minutes. Yeah. Sit down with your children and show it to them.
And show it to them. And she is real, and she's telling the truth that you don't have to be that way.
And where is she out of?
She's out of Bibb County,
Macon,
Georgia.
Macon, Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, man. Can she talk to Cat Williams?
Can she talk to Jay?
He's about the same size as those kids she was talking to.
I love you, Cat.
Yeah, right.
Sorry.
Can he say that on the radio?
22 past the hour.